Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute? Like you're caught in an endless loop of worries, what-ifs, and to-do lists. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, we all have. But what if I told you there's a superpower within each of us that can help us calm the chaos and find peace amidst the storm? It's called mindfulness, folks, and it's not some mystical mumbo-jumbo. It's about training your brain to focus on the present moment, right here, right now. And believe me, this ain't just some airy-fairy concept. It's a game-changer for managing anxiety, boosting focus, and even improving relationships. Ready to unlock that superpower? Let's dive in. First off, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. It's more like gently guiding your attention back where it wanders. Ever catch yourself scrolling through social media, then suddenly realize you've been sucked into a black hole of other people's lives for the last hour? That's your mind wandering. Mindfulness is about noticing that, taking a deep breath, and bringing your focus back to what you're doing right now. Maybe it's savoring your morning coffee, listening to a song, or simply feeling the ground beneath your feet. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a curious puppy, always sniffing around, exploring every scent, every sound. Mindfulness is like being that patient dog owner who gently redirects the pup back on track when they get distracted. You don't scold them, you just guide them back to where they need to be. Second, mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen, it's about accepting whatever arises in your experience with kindness and curiosity. Ever notice how we tend to judge our thoughts and feelings? Like, ugh, I shouldn't be feeling anxious right now, or this is such a stupid thought. Well, mindfulness encourages us to simply observe these things without judgment, like clouds passing by in the sky. You acknowledge their presence, but you don't cling to them or try to push them away. Think about it. Trying to fight your thoughts is like trying to stop a wave with your bare hands. It's exhausting and usually ineffective. Mindfulness is more like learning to surf. You ride the wave, you feel its energy, but you don't resist its flow. That practicing mindfulness doesn't require hours of meditation, though that can be helpful. You can integrate it into everyday activities. Take a mindful walk, paying attention to the sensations beneath your feet, the rustling leaves, and the fresh air. Wash dishes with intention, noticing the warmth of the water, the scent of the soap, and the feel of the dishes in your hands. You know that feeling when you're fully engrossed in a book or a movie? You lose track of time because you're so absorbed in the moment. That's mindfulness in action. It's about bringing that same level of presence to everyday activities. Fourth, remember that mindfulness is a skill, and like any skill, it takes practice. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders, just gently redirect it back to the present moment. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't expect perfection. Just keep showing up for yourself each day, even if it's just for a few minutes. And lastly, remember that mindfulness isn't about escaping from life, it's about facing it with greater awareness, clarity, and calmness. It's about finding peace within ourselves so we can better navigate the ups and downs of the world around us. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down a busy street, your mind racing with to-do lists, emails, and upcoming deadlines. Suddenly, you notice the vibrant colors of a blooming flower, the playful chatter of children laughing in the park, or the warmth of the sun on your skin. You take a deep breath, and for just a few moments, you feel grounded, centered, and at ease. That's mindfulness in action, finding stillness amidst the chaos. Now, let's recap the key takeaways from today's episode. Mindfulness is about gently guiding your attention back to the present moment, accepting your thoughts and feelings without judgment, integrating it into everyday activities, practicing consistently, and embracing the journey with kindness and curiosity. Remember, mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen, it's a practice, a way of being. So, what are you waiting for? Start bringing more mindfulness into your life today. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and appreciate the simple beauty around you. You've got this. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from some mindfulness magic. Let's spread the peace, one conscious breath at a time. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.